This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Summer is here, and that means fly season. Officially, the first day of summer is this Friday. David Bennett, Regional Sales Manager with Central Life Sciences, joins us on this Wellness Wednesday here on Dairy Radio Now. So, David, what are some of the primary threats out there?
The primary threats and what we're trying to control that are affecting these dairy producers are house flies, face flies, horn flies, and stable flies. They all present challenges on these dairies. And infestations of these flies can greatly impact the production. If you leave it unchecked or untreated, you know, some of these fly populations can swell up to over 4,000 flies per animal, especially like these horn flies. And that can translate into a huge economic loss for these producers.
Yes, an economic loss, but also left untreated, the overall health and hygiene of the dairy farm operation.
So without a proper fly management program in place, you know, these fly populations can spread diseases and bacteria, you know, including, you know, things as bad as staph aureus, you know, which is the primary cause of mastitis. You know, mastitis is a huge issue in the dairy industry because it can lead to these blind quarters in some of these udders, which translate into lost milk production and lost profits. The teat ends become irritated from these flies. Bacteria will enter that teat end and move upward into those quarters, and it basically will start destroying some of the milk-producing tissues there, which will lead to a blind quarter in that udder, which, you know, translates to lost profits. Once the bacteria are in there, you know, you have some of these opportunistic flies, you know, like the house flies specifically. They're a nuisance, and they'll come and they'll land on those teat ends. They'll start being the transmission point to move a lot of these bacteria around from, you know, other teat ends or to other udders or other heifers, and that's where the problem comes in. You know, dairies are never going to be fly-free. You know, that's the problem. And I know a lot of people want to get the numbers as low as possible, and we do too, but fly-free is not always obtainable. You know, if you leave these flies untreated, the infestations can lead, you know, to reduced dairy profitability. You know, a lot of the studies that we've done show the economic threshold for dairy farms is around 50 flies per animal, which, you know, isn't a lot, but, you know, the ones that bite and inflict these painful bites to these animals, you know, taking these blood meals, they really cause a lot of the stress that's problematic. Something as simple as these stable flies, just a handful of those can create a 15 to 30% loss in milk production alone. The estimated damage done by these flies, the biting flies, is over $360 million a year in the U.S. And something else to consider in some areas of the country are these face flies, which, when we think about face flies, you know, they're always linked to pink eye issues. You know, they stay on the face of the animals, and they try to get to around the areas of the eyes where all that moisture is, and they can really take off and cause pink eye issues in your operation, which, you know, we've estimated that to be almost $150 million damage to U.S. producers.
What are some of the best ways to address fly infestations on a dairy operation?
Yeah, the most effective fly control programs are built around a feed-through fly control product. You know, in dairies and other confined settings like feedlots, we recommend using Clarifly larvicide for their fly control. And it controls the four main flies that are causing the damage and causing the problems with the house flies, the stable flies, the face flies, and the horn flies. You know, a lot of the research and studies that we've done have shown that, you know, if you have a program that's using Clarifly larvicide, you can expect to reduce the amount of flies in the area by 96.7% of these flies you can keep from emerging out of this manure and causing problems.
Well, that's a pretty high percentage. Where can we go to find more info about effectively managing these pests on the farm?
Well, they can start with their feed company and see what options they have available, but they can always go to centralflycontrol.com and they can find out what products we have available through our website and find a number or contact person to reach out to get started if they need someone to look at their fly control needs. But one thing I will comment on, you know, a lot of questions I get, I'll throw this in there, is people always want to know when to start using, when to stop using these products, and I think this is the key to it, is we have a concept of this 30-30 approach to fly control, and it's basically saying, you know, we want, if you're going to use a Clarifly larvicide, we want to have that product out in front of the animals where they're consuming it 30 days before these flies emerge. That way, when these flies do come out, they're going to treated manure, and you'll be way ahead of the game early in the season. And in turn, we also want to keep that product in 30 days after that first frost in the fall, just to make sure if there's any more days where it warms up and flies emerge, that they're going to treated manure. So that's one of the biggest things I'd like to keep in mind.
Well, thank you for the time today, David. David Bennett is Regional Sales Manager with Central Life Sciences. And for more, go to centralflycontrol.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.